is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Aizawl Municipal Corporation to go to the polls on 21st of April. Elections to Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council rescheduled to 12th of April. MLA Rampada Jamatia elected unopposed as Speaker of Tripura Legislative Assembly. Mobile Internet Data Services restored in all the five districts in Garo Hills of Meghalaya. And now for the news and details. The Aizawl Municipal Corporation will go to the polls on 21st of April. Mizoram State Election Commissioner H. Lalthlangliana said polling for the 19-member urban body will be held in all polling stations across 19 wards from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Repoll of necessary will be held on 23rd April and counting of votes will take place on 27th of April 27. The last date for filing nomination papers is 25th of March. Candidates can withdraw their nominations latest by 30th March. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be held on 27th March, Lalthlangliana said. There are over 2.39 lakh electors across 19 wards, including 1.26 lakh female voters. A broad political and social consensus in Tripura was led to the rescheduling of the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections, originally slated for 13th April. The State Election Commission has announced that polling for 28 constituencies will now be held on 12th of April, advancing the date by a day. The decision follows a unanimous resolution passed in the Tripura Legislative Assembly. State Election Commission Secretary Anurag Sen said only the polling date has been changed. All other previously announced schedules will remain unchanged. The move comes in response to the concerns raised by the political parties, community organization and tribal leaders over a clash with major tribal festivals. These include cultural significant Bizu, Baisu, Bihu, Sangrai, and other celebration between 13th and 21st of April. The rescheduling aims to ensure maximum voters' participation while respecting the cultural sentiments of tribal communities and facilitate free, fair and peaceful elections. MLA Rampada Jamatia assumed charge as Speaker of the Tripura Legislative Assembly after being elected unopposed yesterday. The nomination was moved by Chief Minister Manik Saha and supported by MLA Swapna Das Paul and Forest Minister Animesh Debarma. Another proposal was moved by Tripura Motha MLA Chitranjan Debarma and supported by Corporation Minister Shukla Charan Nuatia, while Chief Whip Kalyani Saha Roy also extended her support. The post fell vacant following the demise of Dharmanagar Assembly Constituency MLA and Speaker Biswa Bandhu Sen. Mobile Internet data services were restored by the Meghalaya Home Department in all the five districts in the Garo Hills yesterday after remaining suspended for a week due to law and order concerns. Night curfew in West Garo Hills District has been extended from 6 p.m. on 19th March to 6 a.m. on 20th March. A 12-hour relaxation has been allowed from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. today to enable residents to carry out essential and routine activities. Prohibitory orders remain in force, restricting public gatherings, rallies and processions without prior permission. The assembly of the five or more persons, use of loudspeaker without approval and carrying of weapons or any objects that could potentially incite violence are banned. Unrest and violence in protests against participation of non-tribals in elections to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council left two persons dead in West Garo Hills. The Meghalaya government postponed the elections to the Tribal Council slated for 10th April. Newly inducted BJP leader Pradyut Bordoloi met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Delhi yesterday, marking a significant political development ahead of the upcoming elections in Assam. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma accompanied Bordoloi to the office of the Union Home Minister, where the two leaders held discussions. Bordoloi also tendered his resignation from the post of Lok Sabha MP soon after joining the BJP. Speaking to reporters in the national capital after formally joining the BJP, Bordoloi said he was impressed by the functioning and work ethics of the chief minister. The former MP also expressed disappointment over his treatment in the Congress, stating that he did not receive the respect he deserved within the party. Top officials of the Indian Army and the Northeast Frontier Railway held discussion in Guwahati yesterday on enhancing operational preparedness across the eastern sector of the country. A defence statement said the meeting deliberated on aligning mechanism to ensure rapid response during times of crisis. Emphasis was placed on developing dual-use infrastructure, a strategic move designed to enhance logistics while ensuring substantial expenditure savings for the government. The collaborative framework ensures that both the military and railways can seamlessly integrate their efforts, providing a unified and an efficient front during times of criticality, a defence statement said. Governor Om Prakash Mathur inaugurated the Sikkim Prerna Sthal at Bardang yesterday. The memorial commemorates martyrs from Sikkim and soldiers from across India who laid down their lives while serving in Sikkim, covering 13 operations with 294 names engraved. The site forms part of the Ranbhoomi Darshan initiative, promoting battlefield tourism, including development of locations such as Dokala and Chola tourist viewpoints under the aegis of Governor's Secretariat and executed by Indian Army in collaboration with the state government. Art and Culture Minister Poo Lalsawi Wanga inaugurated the DD Mizoram Indigenous Games and Cultural Festival 2026 yesterday. It is jointly organized by the Darshan Kendra and the Mizoram Indigenous Games Association. The minister stated that the organization of Indigenous Games Festival would contribute to the strengthening and wider recognition of the Mizo culture. Sporting events will commence daily at 10 a.m. with evening cultural programs continue from 7:30 p.m. The event will feature performances by well-known singers, college artists, and showcase traditional Mizo dances. The festival is scheduled to culminate on 20th March. The Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Center yesterday signed a memorandum of understanding with Droneverse Aviation Private Limited. It is aimed to promote knowledge exchange, expert engagement, and joint research and development initiatives, including advanced and AI-enabled drone applications. These programs will be conducted by the certified instructors from both organizations to ensure high-quality training aligned with national standards and industry requirements. Meghalaya has become one of the first states in the country to roll out a community mediation project aimed at strengthening grassroots justice. The initiative focuses on making justice more accessible through mediation, a faster, cost-effective and community-driven approach to resolving disputes. As part of this initiative, a one-day seminar on mediation concepts and techniques was held at the High Court of Meghalaya in Shillong. Addressing the gathering, Chief Justice of Meghalaya High Court, Justice Revati Mohite Dere, highlighted mediation as an effective tool in today's fast-paced world. The New Year Festival of the Meitei community, Sajibu Nongma Panba Cheroba, will be celebrated today. The festival is celebrated on the first day of the Meitei lunar calendar month, Sajibu, every year. Apart from the Meitei community, other indigenous communities also celebrate the festival, and exchange of gifts take place between the communities as part of the festival. Married women also visit paternal homes to offer gifts to the family members. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh yesterday launched a state focus paper 2026-27 on the theme credit-led development in Manipur. The project is undertaken with a grant assistance of Rs 1 crore 60 lakh from NABARD, and it's dedicated to community development and livelihood enhancement for the tribal communities in the hills. The paper projects a total credit potential of around Rs 3,500 crore for Manipur for 2026-27, of which 51% has been earmarked for agriculture and allied activities, 37% for MSME sector, and 12% for other priority sectors. Agapitis wardi, a rare epiphytic shrub species, has been recorded for the first time in India from Changlang district of Arunachal Pradesh by Society for Education and Environmental Development team, previously known only from Myanmar. This discovery marks a significant addition to the country's documented flora. Deputy Chief Minister Chana Main said the dense evergreen forests of the eastern Himalayas continue to hold immense potential for scientific exploration, often revealing species yet to be documented within the national boundaries. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.